Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com. Brewers 360, sponsored by Holiday Automotive. Joining us, as he does every Thursday, is the general manager of your Milwaukee Brewers, Matt Arnold. Hey, Matt.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Excellent. Really liked what the crew did there at AmFam last night. Not even talking about the guys on the field. I'm talking about the ones up in the booth there, putting the 11 on the scoreboard to mark where Jackson Churio had hit the board the day earlier.
Yeah, we had an intern actually climb up there and put that up there for us. So, no, I mean, man, he crushed that ball. That was really cool. And just seeing how far he's come, just as such a young kid and what he's tapped into already in his young career, I mean, is so exciting. And I'm happy to replace more lights on the scoreboard if he keeps doing that type of stuff.
So now you got to put on the job application for any interns working for the team. Must be able to climb the highest scoreboard in the MLB to put numbers on.
Yeah, you got to be able to, not afraid of heights, right?
Well, we're all curious. We're wondering if it's still going to be up today, if we're just going to keep that up throughout the season now.
I thought it was pretty funny. I mean, I thought that was cool. I mean, I think it would be interesting. I'm not sure if it's still going to be there today, but maybe we'll put another one up there and knock a few more lights out.
Yeah, that's fine.
No complaints.
Matt Arnold joining us for Brewers 360. So you got one more with the Giants. You've got a nice run going here. You got your staff in place. You're sitting and watching baseball now, I guess, enjoying it more because you can't do any trades or anything like that. What is next on your plate? What is your process now as you get into September?
I think it's mainly just making sure we keep the guys fresh, keep them engaged. Nobody wants to get ahead of ourselves. I think Murph and Ricky have been great about keeping our heads grounded, making sure that we win tonight. I mean, that's really been our philosophy all year, and so just focus on the game ahead of us. One day at a time and not trying to think too far out into the future at this point.
And to that point, Matt, you talked about keeping the team engaged. We've seen over the last few years, not just with the Brewers, but with other teams, trying to find that magic spot for when you're feeling confident about your playoff potential, how much on that gas pedal you want to keep so that you're going into the postseason hot. Where do you think that magic spot is?
Yeah, that's a really good question, and I agree. I mean, I think that's something that's really important. I mean, you want to try to maintain that level of engagement. We've been fortunate to clinch early in the past, and then just trying to find that balance with, how to keep your guys fresh. I mean, and especially those teams that are fortunate enough to get that first round bye. That's even harder for those types of guys as well. So good problems to have, certainly. Again, we're focused on just winning tonight, but agree that that's a really important balance here as we head down the stretch.
Hey, Matt, I know you're a West Coast guy. Were you at the Coliseum there this past weekend when the Brewers were playing the A's? And did you take a moment? Did you appreciate what the history was there when you were there?
Yeah, I did. I was out there with the team, and honestly, it was a little more emotional than I thought it would be. Just thinking about where I was as a kid for different games and, I was here for this moment, and man, I sat out here with my dad and my family, my uncles and my grandpa in the bleachers on this game, and just all kinds of things that everybody thinks about as a kid and why we love this game so much, So, I really enjoyed the moments out there and just being with the guys and, getting to be out there with my family it was a nice weekend.
Did you take anything? Did you like steal some dirt or anything like that as a memento?
No, honestly, one of the visiting clubhouse guys had been there for like 35, 40 years, and he and I were just sitting there kind of swapping stories, and he was out of nowhere. He brought me an autographed Ricky Henderson bat, which was really
nice.
Yeah, I was not expecting that at all, and just super thankful that he thought of me like that. So.
Just happen to have
really,
that?
Really cool, yeah.
He just said, hey, you know what, I can give you, Matt, here, take one of these.
That was, I guess being the visiting clubhouse guy for 35 or 40 years, that he has access to stuff like that, and that was really nice of him.
Save that phone number. You never know when the nostalgia will kick in again, and you want something maybe from Catfish Hunter or whatever.
No, you know what? Honestly, over all the years, I don't really have a lot of stuff just because I never asked for it, and you know, I'm just happy to be around the game as much as I am, and super blessed and fortunate to do so.
Well, Milwaukee Brewers fans are enjoying it on a beautiful day today, Matt. The Brewers are 9 games ahead in the NL Central. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, guys.